Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about youth substance usage funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, are you under 21? Are you from 21 to 29? Are you from 30 to 49? Are you from 50 to 64? Or are you over 65?
48.
Thank you.
What is this about?
We're going to ask you, like, what's your perception of the usage or substances like alcohol, marijuana, or electronic cigarettes by the teenagers in your community?
What's the end goal of this?
It's kind of an investigation. Once you finish the survey, an organization is gonna for your completed survey, it's gonna donate $5 to the organization that you prefer. May I ask you, how often do you think most teenagers in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Do I drink beer, alcohol, or liquor?
No, you. How often do you think most teenagers in your school district consume this beverage? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice, or never?
I didn't understand the question.
How often do you think that most teenagers in your school district or your area drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or any other liquor?
My kids are grown.
It's totally fine. I mean, this is not just for people who have children. It's also if you have, things that you see on the street or how you see anyone consuming or the media in general. How often do you think they consume alcohol or substances?
Yeah, all I do is bounce around in a UPS truck all day. I'm not sure how often people are doing whatever up here. I'm not sure.
I understand. Our service says that if you are not sure of an answer, just give us your best guess, and that's going to help us a lot.
Once a day? I have no idea.
Once a day. Okay. And how often do you think most teenagers in your school district use marijuana or cannabis in any form? Illegal?
Illegal?
Yeah.
I'd say daily.
No, I mean, not you, the teenagers.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying that stuff's everywhere. I'm not talking about myself.
Oh, okay. About teenagers? Okay, daily. Thank you. And how often do you think teenagers in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Probably daily.
Daily? Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance usage in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, if you just agree, you disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't feel either agree or disagree, I have an option that says neutral. So please tell me how do you feel with the next statement, okay? It says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
What are the choices?
I strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree.
Can you read the question again?
Sure. The statement says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I mean, I agree with that, but, people and kids and everything, they do what they want to do.
What we care at this point is what you think. It's what we care. So thank you for letting us know now. So most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes. How do you feel with that statement? Would you say, do you strongly agree? Do you just agree? Do you feel neutral? You disagree, or you strongly disagree?
I agree.
Agreed. Thank you. Okay, the options remain the same, so I'm going to read the statements, okay? The next statement says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
I missed the beginning of that. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
I agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers use alcohol.
Agree. Strongly agree. Agree, whatever you want to put.
Okay, thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
You do know that kids, young adults, whatever, they find ways to get this stuff, even if their parents are strict. No matter where you are in the country or world, but I agree you, it shouldn't be.
Okay, thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it legal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Did you say, so can you read that again?
Sure. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I mean, I clearly you shouldn't provide to a minor, but I do think that should be legal, personally.
Okay.
That's one of your questions.
Okay, so would you say you strongly agree, or feel neutral about this statement?
I don't even remember what you said parents giving marijuana to children.
It doesn't mention the parents in this statement, but let me just repeat it for you. It says, most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree,
thank you. Most adults
but
in my
be,
community...
It should be legal.
Think, yeah. Okay, thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
I mean, isn't it already a law that you're not supposed to buy underage? So it is in Minnesota. You're not supposed to buy for minors. So, agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree. I don't know what the point of answering that. This is, these are already laws, so I don't get it.
Thank you. Now, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Correct. Agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers use marijuana.
I mean, I agree. If you're of age, that's another story, if that's what you choose to do.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Just six more. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. And the last statement says parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you follow following substances which are illegal for adults in Minnesota. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year, try it once or twice, or never?
How often do I drink?
Yeah.
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 90% of the survey. So how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form or in any other form that is not prescribed by a doctor?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never.
Never. Thank you. How would you describe your own ethnicity? Would you say you're white or Caucasian? Are you Hispanic or Latino? Are you Black or African American? Are you Asian, South Asian, or Asian American? Are you American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Black.
Thank you. Okay, the final thing to ask you is, as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for the survey that you just completed. So please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would you say the first one is Rangers Supporting Rangers? The second one says Community Scholarship Foundation? And the third one, the third organization, is Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Forest Lake Family Pathways.
I'm sorry?
Did you say Forest Lake Family Pathways?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That one, okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We really appreciate your time.
All right, have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.